Beats by Trill, straight killer Ville, dog.
What's good? We are back. Another episode of the Paul Pickett Podcast. We're about to take you back into the world of BKFC, bare knuckle fighting. And we're going to bring on a very special guest. One of my top two favorite fighters in the BKFC. He's 6-0, none other than Ryan Royal Reber. Let's bring him on.
What's up,
Ryan,
guys?
What's good?
How you doing, my man?
You the man, dude. That's all I can say, man.
I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you.
So, I want to start with, I saw your interview on the Bare Knuckle Show. You said you moved from Connecticut to Florida, and I'm guessing that was the start of pro boxing, right?
Well, it was just the start of, you know, kind of, because I was young. I was probably about 18.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's why I just continued on with boxing. I didn't turn pro until I did Bare Knuckle.
I saw that, like a year ago, right?
Like two, maybe.
Yeah, I saw a fight. I saw like a game red boxing, I think it was.
Oh, yeah. We can't be watching that.
Okay. but I was just looking up footage, and I saw you did an actual boxing match and whatnot.
Yeah, and that's why I had already turned pro with Bare Knuckle.
Okay. So, that's what's up.
That was on some kind of weird shit. Kind of so, throwing on me on a 4-day notice type shit.
It seems like your introduction was like Chris Lytle's. I remember Chris Lytle saying when he first heard about Bare Knuckle, he was like, it sounded like the craziest shit in the world. And yep. Then he saw it and he was like, yo, I want to do that. That's how it was?
Yeah, pretty much, man. Pretty much. Because when I tried out, I didn't know nothing about it. I had no idea. And the only reason why I did is because they were in my gym and I just did it. And when they picked me, I was just kind of, you know, like, what the fuck? Like, you know. one of the biggest things and why I am in the situation that I am is because I don't fucking lie to myself, man. If you keep it real with yourself, you don't have to worry about keeping it real with everybody else out there or fumbling on your words or fumbling on shit you say or shit you can't remember or anything like that, man. So, you know, I move, man. So I told him, like, bro, I don't know nothing about y'all. I mean, if it was something that I came to do, I'd be one thing. But, and then you're saying bare knuckle and the amount of money that they wanted to sign me to wasn't no fucking, hey, I'll sign tomorrow type money. So I was like, yeah, let me think about this. And Dave was cool. You know what I mean? He was cool as shit and said, hit him up when I was ready. And, you know, I work with numerology, symbolism and energy, man. And it just kept pulling me back in and pulling me back in, whether I was the people I was meeting, the people that just kept coming into my life. So I was like, you know what? I got to do this shit. It's not something I may want to do. It's something I got to do, I felt like. And then it turned into something I absolutely love.
Yeah, because, I mean, and it's working out so well for you right now. And I know, like, I was looking at a post that guy Jack Shady Grady. Y'all had I guess he headbutted you, and then it was a little – they said it was a brawl, but he kind of came up in your face. You got him with, the right hook, and they broke it up. Do y'all still got bad blood, or
I never had bad blood with him.
Yeah.
Even after he pulled the shit that he pulled, because you can just tell in this world who's fucking, you know, just crying for attention and crying for help, or who's really, you know what I mean? And, like – the genuine people, they move genuinely. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you got the fucking guys with an ego. They move kind of shitty. And then you got guys that are just don't know who in the fuck they want to be. You know what I mean? They want to be the bad guy, the good guy, the other guy. And, you know, I could see right through that whole facade of how he was acting. And I kept trying to tell his ass that, like, bro, you don't fucking scare me. But, all right.
And it seems like he was getting desperate. That's why he had to headbutt you.
Oh, it was 100% why. I mean, Look, he had the good pressure, but anybody can hold somebody against the ropes with. I could feel that energy just exerting off of him. And he's like grunting and growling and fucking carrying on. And look, I still would have continued to fight him even after he headbutted me. Because, dude, we're fucking bare knuckle fighting. I don't really give a shit. You know what I'm saying? As long as he don't have a knife on him, I'm going to fight him. You know what I mean? Like, as long as he didn't have a razor blade or a knife on him, look, we'll go. And he just, you know, I felt like he was looking for a way out, man. And if he would have kept that shit going, he would have exerted so much of his fucking energy. Whatever he's on wouldn't have saved him. So we would have ended his ass too.
And you had Travis Thompson after. That was the fight after, right?
Yeah.
And yep. He got a lot. I noticed he got a lot of fights under his belt.
Yeah, I mean, he was the between him and Reggie, they had the most experience in the division. You know what I mean? So it was kind of weird the way my career is like. But I understand like why they threw that fight at me, and that was because of that shitty Game Bread performance. You know what I mean? They were like, you know, and they said that to me. They were like, look, man, we had to throw you this fight because, you know, you took that Game Bread shit, and we want you guys to be known as the baddest motherfuckers on the planet. And you go out there and you look like that. Like, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I got you, bro. So they were like, yeah, you're going to fight Travis next. They were like, nah, we're no longer building you, bro. We're throwing you to the fucking wolves. Nope. You know what I mean? And that was the only fight I was the underdog in. You know what I mean? And we went out there and had a fucking war for 6 rounds.
Seeing you in that Game Bread and bare knuckle, it just didn't seem right.
It didn't feel right. My head wasn't on right. You know, it was almost like something I just showed up to do. And okay. Let me tell you something about fighting. You don't just show up to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, these guys taking fights on short notices, the only guys that will win fights on short notices are the guys that are really training hard when they got that phone call. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it could be a short notice for the audience or the viewers or anybody else, but motherfucker, I work every single day hard as fuck, so it ain't no short notice. But there's very, like, even with me, man, I stay consistent. When I'm not in training camp, I work out every day, but there's levels to it and there's a mental mindset to it. And if I'm not meditating every day and I'm not, you know, doing the certain things that I need to do in order for me to win, the win probability is probably going to be, you know what I'm saying, very small. And I know that, you know what I mean? And that's why I was okay with not being able to hop off the couch after drinking and smoking and being like, yeah, I'm going to go whoop this dude that's got fucking 200 plus amateur fights. And he's a silver medal Olympian. And he's got Roy Jones Jr. in his corner. And I mean, it was pretty much a joke to me, bro. And then when they asked me to continue for the third round, I wasn't even hurt. I was just like, nah, bro, y'all ain't paying me enough. And this was stupid. You know what I mean? Like, I literally jumped on the card to be on there with all fucking those guys that were on that card. And it was selfish and stupid, but at the same time, I had fun. You know what I mean? It was fun. It was a fun vacation. It was a fun fucking time cutting wake with, you know, some of the former top UFC guys and shit like that. So, you know, and like I said, it just gives me more experience, man. It makes me understand the mental aspect of it, because that's what a lot of this is mental, man. You know, the majority of it.
Derek Perez fight. That's when I like, oh man, like Ryan Reaver's like, top two on my list right now. Redneck Mundell, Ryan Reber.
Hey, that's my brother.
So I'm watching the fight again the other day. And I already knew the result. But it's like watching it again, it's like, man, it still felt like there was no chance she was going to win that fight. it just felt that way. I'm watching it. I'm like, man, I knew the thing. But I was like, damn, man, Reber's about to lose this fight. Like, what am I talking about? I done seen this. He wins this. But it just felt that way still watching it again. Did you have any doubts in that fight at all when you were in the middle of the fight?
I didn't have any doubts coming into it. It was very weird, man, because as I was going to make the fucking ring walk, it was almost like I didn't even want to be there, bro. I had a lot of shit mentally going on. I had a lot of shit that I had going on after the fight. And then always, of course, there's the shit you got to deal with in the process of it. And the camp was good. Everything was good up to that moment. But when I got out there, and I can always tell with a motherfucker if he's ready to really scrap when I'm looking at you right before I get in there. You know what I'm saying? And some guys will turn away. Some guys will have an uneasy look. Some guys will look. You know, the only two guys to this point on were him and Travis.
Oh, he was ready. He was ready.
Oh, he was fucking big ready. Yeah. And I was like, okay, okay. And when I tell you, bro, if he was anybody else in this division, with maybe an exception of the very top guys, though, as hard as I fucking punched him right here in his mouth, yeah, I knocked his front tooth loose with that one hit. Bow! And I felt it, heard it, and he fucking was just like, boop, and looked right back at me, and I was like, huh? And I hit fucking hard for a little guy, bro. I don't just assume that. I'm told that by training partners, by my coaches, by anybody that sees me in the gym is like, oh, okay, you hit hard for a little guy, or for a 135er, I should say, anyway. So when I hit him and he fucking ate that, it really just kind of fucked me up for a sec. And then he snatched my ass up and started feeding him. So I try to feed him back and feed him back. Well, I was a little too short with the trying to meet fire with fire. And I could have played it a couple of different ways. But when he started to get the extensions and they started to go in, and I think one hit me to the temple, and I was just like, ah, because it's just a different kind of fucking getting fucked up. It's not like boxing gloves or MMA gloves where it's like pow, 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 and then you're out. It's just like, ugh. It's like just, I don't know, man. It's just like fucking repeatedly hitting your shin bone over and over and over again. It's like, how much of that can you take until, you know what I mean, you can't take it anymore. So I'm like, you know, fuck. And luckily my ring IQ, I'm talking to myself in the midst of this, like, take a knee, motherfucker, take a knee. Whoop, I took a knee. And then I remember staring across him at the fucking arena and being like, holy shit. And then remember going, this isn't how I'm going out, though. This isn't how I'm going out. No fucking way am I going out like this. You better get your fucking ass back up, Ryan. So I got up. He tried to continue the onslaught. I got banged up with a couple more shots. I even kind of fucking fumbled again. But it was like, at no point in time from that moment on was I fucking really, really, really fucked up. I didn't know how badly my face was. I didn't know I was all cut up. You can't really tell. I couldn't tell until I went back into the corner. But when I went back into the corner, I had asked him, I'm like, hey, am I cut? And he's like, nah, you're good. Maybe
it didn't seem as bad as it should have been, because he was getting up against the ropes, and he was getting all those punches in early up against the ropes. And I even seen your guy over there like, yo, get away from him. They was going in on you. And then it seemed like, what was it, like the fourth round when you got a punch in and everything just changed?
Well, because too, in that fight too, I got this little thing about me, man, where like at that point in time, I was walking around real light. And if I don't replenish enough and get enough food, because when I cut weight, I don't cut fucking 10, 15 pounds in one day like a lot of these assholes.
I've heard that. I've heard that a lot.
And they do, but I do it gradually. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like 4 days out, I'm like 142. You know what I'm saying? Four or 5 days out, I'm like 142. And then I kind of just coast into it. I really watch what I consume, and I don't consume a lot of water. And if I need to go fucking sweat something out, you know, a day before, then I can go do that. But I usually get to the bare minimum weight that I have to, which is like 136. And I did that during him, but I didn't really rehydrate the way that I normally do and should have. And because we got stuck at the weigh-ins a little bit longer, I couldn't leave the weigh-ins and go eat right away. Like, I didn't leave the real weigh-in are in the morning, and I didn't leave there till like 3. So by the time I ate, it was 4, and then I could eat real quick, and then I'd had to be back to the mock weigh-ins. Then we're at the mock weigh-ins until 8 or 9, and then I could only eat one more time. So I ate another time, and I'm just not going to fill my body up with a fucking bunch of crap, you know what I mean? Yeah. Just to gain weight. So I think the next day, man, when I hopped on the scale, we hop on the scale right before we walk out, and I had my cup, my shorts, my shoes, whatever I was wearing that night on, and I only weighed like 139. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then it goes into my mind immediately, you know, unfortunately. That's why I say it's a mental thing. I'm like, oh, fuck, now I'm probably going to feel like I don't have energy. And that's kind of how I felt like I looked and performed at first, was very, like, malnourished, lackluster, fucked up.
Yeah, I can see that.
So what brought me back out of that was this fucking heart and my mindset and just not wanting to. So now I'm fighting on fucking fumes and fucking heart, you know what I mean? But then when I watched – when I watched his energy and everything get depletedly drained from him, when he couldn't take me out,
watched
his fucking face go from to huh, it's a different feeling. Now I got you, motherfucker. And I got 2 more rounds to strategically fucking pick you off. And that's what I did, because I didn't want to get hit anymore. So I wasn't just going to press it and try to mow him over. I'm like, nope, I'm going to start moving. I'm going to start picking. And then I'm going to start, you know, breaking you down. And that's what I did, you know. And then when it was time to go for the fucking kill, I seen
you
it.
You killed him,
and it was easy. You know what I mean? The killing part was easy. But You know, a lot of people don't understand about this game because they don't fucking do it, is you do got to be very picky and choosy on where you're placing these fucking shots, man. Because, like, I emptied it all out on Perez, right? But you didn't see me do that against my last opponent. And that's only because of the stipulations of you feeling like I'm winning or losing. And because I felt like I was down in that Perez fight and I had to take a knee, something I didn't want to do, I feel like I had to outperform that. And that's what I did. You know what I mean? So, like, this last fight I had, there's no ramifications. I got everything to lose. You know, yeah, I could have pushed for a fucking knockout bonus like I did a little bit and wanted to. But look, man, my hands were still fucked up from the last one. The overturn was a little too quick. You know what I mean? Especially to have that type of war and then jump back in there, you know, because you don't totally heal up. You know, my hands were fucked up 2 weeks out before that fight. And thank God for my fucking people that I have in my corner. And I have, you know, that got me, that have these expensive fucking hand treatments and hand equipment. My dude Ben over at Pro Performance in Palm Harbor, you know, they got my hand, like, he lasered him, shook him up with this fucking vibrator gun that he had, and just kind of, like, he really helped, you know, get him to at least 90 to 95%, to where I was like, if I have to fucking break him on this kid's face, at least I know I can, instead of going into it like, they're kind of sore and I can't really, like, bro, I couldn't even touch the damn tips of my knuckle at one point in time. Yeah. You know what I mean? So you're not, when you're training, I'm got to alter the training. You know what I mean? I'm not doing a whole lot of shit that has me using my hands. So you got to think, man, after that last fight, I had to sit until probably it was February till about the first week of March. Then I got new fight news and it's March, April, May, 2 more months, not even 2 more months, because I fought May fucking 10th or May 11th. So it's a quick turnaround, man. You know what I mean? And it's not boxing and it's not MMA. Like, if you could get out of this and just chin check somebody real quick and your hand's only a little bit sore, yeah, fuck it. But it's very hard to get really quick turnarounds in this. And like I said, I'm not doing this shit for the money, man. The money's going to be a bonus down the road. When I said I was going to do this shit, man, I said I was going to ride my fucking wave and I was going to take it all the way to the top. And I remember making that post and tagging Dave Feldman in it in the very beginning before I even had one fight. You know what I mean? So everything that I've set out to do, I'm doing it, you know? And to be where I'm at right now, to be number one in the fucking world, I mean, mission's already complete. The only thing I got to do is get that belt. And I'm not going to retire. I'm not going to stop until I have it, whether I take it from Keith or I got to take it from Alberto or whoever's next for me, man, because those are the fights that I saved these fucking hands for. Those are the fights that I saved not getting fucking completely lacerated up for. You know what I mean? Like, because they already told me I had a title shot after I fought Travis. And then what did I do? I fought Perez. And then I fought fucking
Anthony Foy, is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's from North Carolina.
Yeah, Anthony Foy, man, he ain't no bitch, bro. Like, he didn't press it like I thought he was. He played a little cautious, too. I felt like he should have pressed it a little bit more, but I feel like he knows that I'm a counterfighter, and it could have been even more dangerous for him. And I think at one point in time when he realized he couldn't really do too much, I think he was like, hey, man, I'm just glad to be here type shit. You know what I'm saying? That's the vibe I kind of caught off of him. And then after the fight, I asked him. I was like, hey. I said, he goes, damn, bro, you really wanted that. And I'm thinking, nah, I really didn't, bro. Like, I didn't even remotely press on you like I could have, bro. Like, if there was different ramifications or different things, or if I was losing that fight, you would have seen me go out on either A, my shield, or him go out on his ass. One of the fucking two, bro, because we're not playing that shit. You know what I mean? And after, like I said, after that fight, I asked him, I said, who was better, me or Justin? He was like, oh, you was, bro. You was. And Justin was calling me out. You know what I mean? So, you know, keep climbing, young man. You keep climbing that way to the top. We're going to have our scraps, so don't you worry. And, you know, that's why I said with a lot of these guys, it's due in time. They could call me out now or they could say what they want, but I'm a killer and a businessman. And I see what the BKFC is doing and I see what I got going on. So, I mean, I'm just, like I said, I'm here to continue to ride my wave, be smart. And, you know, like I don't think or feel that there's any more reason to keep fighting down. I'm not doing that shit no more, man. It's too fucking dangerous. You know, we're talking about bare knuckle fighting. This isn't fucking, there's nothing more realer than this. And you've seen, just like I've seen guys with a lot of experience, former UFC guys come in here and lose to guys that they wouldn't even give a fucking chance to if it were MMA or boxing or any of these other sports. You know what I mean? So, like, yep. That's what this did. It opened up new – and, like, when people look at things like, oh, well, he's got more experience. No, motherfucker, he may have more MMA experience than me. He may have more boxing experience, which most of them don't. Like, look at Perez. Perez had 40 professional fucking fights before he fought me. That's why he wasn't scared. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when you beat somebody like that, that's almost career-ending shit, because now he's got to contemplate with himself, like, how the fuck did I let that guy beat me? How did? Because I'm a different animal, man, and I've been doing this for 20 fucking years myself. This isn't, like, a lot of people think you could just ride up into this shit. Oh, well, I'm good at throwing hands, or I'm like, nah, bro, it doesn't work like that. It's got, there's so many things to the criteria that you got to follow, whether it's who you surround yourself with, how your level of energy is, what kind of vibration do you put off as a human being? You know, how much do you train? Where do you train? Are you training and absorbing the training? Are you just there to just train? Are you just talking? Like, that's why I don't really talk a lot, but I need to talk more. You know what I mean? Because you get these little shit bags out here and they start, and you got everybody turning their fucking head. And when it's time for them to show up, it's like, oh, another one of these guys. But the guys who are fucking showing up, like me and Dave, that aren't fucking super loud, you know, we're not getting the fucking attention and the clout we truly deserve. You know what I mean? And that's why I made that post about, you know, UFC and Bellator. And notice I didn't do it about boxing. I did it about those sports. You know what I'm saying? But even in boxing too, shit, man. You want to see if you're the baddest motherfucker? Fucking come here and let's bring it back to the early 19th century and let's fucking find out. You know what I mean?
So let me ask you this. You're from Connecticut. How big was it for you to be part of breaking bare knuckle into Connecticut?
I had to. That's why I did it, man. Yeah. I mean, there was no, like, there's certain things in a legacy that you just have to do. You know what I'm saying? It may not make sense, may not be what you want to do, but it's what you have to do. So when I found out about Connecticut, I found out obviously right after the press fight. I'm like, ooh, shit. And then I found the date, and then I was kind of like, fuck, man, that's kind of close, man. And then I just said, fuck it, I'm gonna press the Keith fight on that card, because fuck it. Like, if I'm gonna put all my eggs in one basket, I'm gonna put them all in one basket, and that's what I'm gonna do. Now, luckily, we didn't have that fight because I really wouldn't have been ready for it, but I would have took it. And that's not what anybody wants to see. So, you know, the universe, like it always does, I put my head in the right place and it worked out the way it was supposed to. And, you know, when they threw me Foy, I looked at Foy, honestly, like he was either 1-0-1 or 2-0, because his fight with Justin was a very, very technically close fight, too. And I could arguably... that was a knockdown in the first round, and it was, whether it was a good knockdown or it wasn't, or the second round, whatever it was, you know, that could have easily have turned the tide of that whole fight. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I'm looking at it like, fuck, man, dude is, you know, he's not the greatest. He's not, you know, anybody in my opinion who's really special. He's good. You know, he's on his way up. But I don't like that matchup because he's got a fucking 70 fucking 6-inch reach. He's my height, and these knuckles, especially when you're little skinny bastards like us, they do a lot of lacerating, man. And I'm looking at that, and me and him kind of have a very similar style, and he's not garbage by any means. So it's not like they try to make it look like they're throwing me a bone, which on paper, it looks that way.
Yeah.
But if I go out there and I lose to this motherfucker, what happens to me? Yeah. I get dropped 2 spots, 3 spots possibly. Now nobody's taking me serious. You can't even beat a 1-0. I mean, because at the end of the day, whether I knocked him out or I beat him all 5 fucking rounds, I'm going to have the critics in my corner. Well, good, cool, bro. Because at the end of the fucking day, watch what happens next. You know what I'm saying? You've seen what happened with Perez. Just because I can't do that every fucking time, that's different, man. You know what I'm saying? There's different. Like I said, I had everything to lose. So when you come into my backyard and you're trying to take my motherfucking O or my spot, come take that shit, motherfucker. It should be on him, not me. I just showed up to collect the fucking paycheck and the fucking show out in front of Connecticut because that was
hometown.
On my checklist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I didn't even have to take that fight, and I almost fucking didn't. And I did tell Nate Shook. I said, hey, Nate, find me somebody else. Well, I didn't tell him personally, but I told my management, hey, tell him to find us somebody else, at least somebody with a better record or somebody that's, you know, And there were, and their exact words were, "Nope, we ain't got nobody else," which I knew was bullshit. But I mean, Nate likes to do things the way Nate likes to do things, and I noticed that, you know. And he'll have this two guys matched up on a card, and then later on down the road, you're fighting that guy. You know what I mean? Because he wants to see, you know. But at the end of the day, man, and I'm sure he understands this too, styles make fights. And I knew from watching his fucking style that was going to be boring. Just like when me and Travis fought, I knew that was going to be exciting because Travis brings it forward the whole time. And every time he brought it forward, I'm beaming these bones off of his face. I don't care if I got to throw 1, 10, 15. I'm not stopping until you get the fuck away from me or I'm changing the distance. You know what I'm saying? So I'm controlling the distance. I'm controlling the ring. I'm doing all that shit. You know, and that's why that was an exciting fight. Perez, he brought it to me. That was an exciting fight. When you got two technically sound fucking, you know, counter strikers that are, you know, sharpshooters, it's probably going to make for a Mayweather boring ass fight. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people wanted to criticize Mayweather too, but that motherfucker laughed all the way to the bank like, ha, 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 ha. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, man, you know, I was told too, man, the crowd don't fucking train me to fight. And also, man, if you're gonna win a decision, you better be a unanimous
one. I've never heard that one before. The crowd don't train me to fight. I like that one.
Well, just because, you know, the crowd was fucking booing. I don't know if they were booing me or booing him, but I didn't like that shit. And I know the boss man didn't like it either. But it's like, yes, I can control that. But okay, let's say fuck it. I'm listening to the crowd and they're booing, and then I get frustrated, so I press this fucking fight, and then all of a sudden, you know, now I got a fucked up or I got a cut in my eye.
Yeah. You know, nah, it could get you out of your fight game.
Right.
Your
and
plan.
It didn't. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't let it. I'm like, I could look at him and be like, hey, motherfucker, you hear these people booing at you? Press it. You know what I'm saying? Do something. And there was one point in time where I did talk to him, not while we fought, but while we were standing there. You know what I mean? I was getting in this fucking head. I was talking to him. And you know, that's the one thing about me, man. I'm going to stare you the fuck down and let you know that every fucking second of this is going to be exactly what you don't want it to be. You know what I mean? And a lot of people watch me fighting like, oh, Ryan does this or Ryan does that or Ryan. Fuck around and find out, bro, because every time I'm in there, it's going to be a different Ryan that you are up against and that you see. You know what I mean? And I still haven't showcased 100% of my fucking skills, man. And that's the beautiful part about it. Like, you haven't even seen the best Royal Reaver yet, man. So it's like that motherfucker's coming, and when he comes, it's gonna be even scarier for you, bro.
And you're in a good weight class too, because like, do you got any predictions on Rockstar Richardson versus Alberto Blas?
Yeah, I think I like Alberto. I like them both, man. I like Keith more. Keith's more of a humble, solid guy.
So you got Keith to win the match.
I got Keith to win it, man, just because I think Alberto's ran through his competition a little too easily. He hasn't been tested yet. He hasn't been
really. I could agree with that.
Yeah, and we don't know how he's going to act. And you know what, man? I could tell you how he's probably going to act. He's going to get frustrated, and he's going to shoot in on a fucking double leg, and he's going to get himself into some fucking trouble, bro. And that's how I see this fight going down, because he's not going to be able to go out there and bully Keith. He's not going to be out there and go over and run him right over. So he's going to have to fucking fight. And I watched his little boxing match with him and whoever the fuck that was, Alberto. And when he was getting frustrated, he shot in with boxing gloves on and took him to the ground. You know what I mean? So that obviously, and you could tell with him on how, like, he don't even really speak English, but I could just tell by his body gestures and how he moves that he's a little fucking hothead. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I produced the interview
like he's
for
got
him.
A real fucking short temper. You know what I mean? And that's dangerous for fighting. You know, so I see that's what happens in this fight, man. I feel like he gets frustrated and he does some stupid shit and either gets himself disqualified or gets fucking stopped because of it. One of the two, man.
But, I never thought about his competition as seemed kind of low, because last fight I saw, he knocked the dude out with like a two-piece. And
well,
then he did a backflip.
Right.
And whatnot. Yeah.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Like, he hasn't been tested. And it's cool, like, I could go try to run right through my opponents too and have everybody on my fucking dick like, oh, wow. But I choose to be more technical and conservative and, you know, play it a little smarter sometimes. And yeah, it's not always the fucking best, but these fucking dudes that try to run in there and think it's a fucking sprint, when they find out that it's not a sprint and it's a fucking marathon, they tend to be a little more like, oh, shit. Like, now what? Now what happened, motherfucker? Now what you gonna do? Now what you gonna do when this ain't a sprint? Like fucking Perez, he's fighting that dude He's fighting Alvarez, and Alvarez has called me out many times, and I told him in future we'll fight, but the way that he's gone with his career is it's kind of looking fucking bleak, like we'll ever have a fight. And if he gets beat by fucking Perez, I don't know what to tell him, man. You know what I'm saying? Then he's definitely gonna have to fucking do something different, bro, because you ain't gonna catch a fight with me. You know what I mean? And let me tell you something, bro, that motherfucker Perez, he's a real one. He ain't got good stand-up skills as far as boxing goes, but he's tough as fuck. He could take a punch, and he could fucking go to clenching you up and running that ass over, and a lot of people can't handle that shit, Mo, especially in bare knuckles. So, I mean, you look at somebody like me, you look at somebody like Blias. Okay, Blias might be I'm not even going to say faster. He might be a little more explosive, you know, but at the end of the day, you keep a motherfucker like out with your jab and frustrate him. Is he going to resort into doing dumb shit? Absolutely he is. He's going to shoot in on me. He's going to fucking try to take me down. He's going to try to hit me with an elbow. He's going to resort to what does he do? He's a fucking wrestler. We ain't in there to wrestle. And I know everybody thinks, oh, well, Ryan doesn't handle clench good. Ryan doesn't handle unexpected clench good from a 5'9" motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? That's all he had was clench. Like, let me see anybody in the 135 division handle that clench. Ask Ace Sample how that shit worked out. You know what I mean? And Ace Sample was supposed to be that dude. They were all like, oh, you were on Ace's radar. He wanted you. I said, oh, did he? Did he? Well, now he's got to go sit back on the fucking bench and fucking, you know, want some more because... You know, the same thing that Perez tried to do to me is what he did to him. And he fucking whoop, just starched him. You know now, what I mean?
Do you think Blas got this championship fight? Because, like, when you go to Knuckletown official rankings, like, I'm going to have Howie on, like, Wednesday to explain this. But they got Alberto ranked above you on Knuckletown. And I'm like, how is that?
I mean, maybe because a lot of these guys just think they fucking know. And that's cool, man. I mean, they're like, well, it's because he fought. I mean, who? He hasn't fought anybody with any more experience than I fought. Travis is like the gatekeeper of our fucking division.
Yeah.
It's like once you fight Travis, then you're on the fucking rise to the next. But none of these guys have even fought fucking competition like that. Like, but Blias has fought. His first fight was, who the fuck was it? It was a gimme pretty much, though. Mowed him over. Then his second fight was really a gimme. He had some fucking 6'2" goofy ass dude.
Robert Armas, the second one. Joel Guerrero.
In Robert's defense for the second one, they should have never stopped that. You know, they should have let him scrap on a little bit. So they stopped that. And Robert's a scrapper, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's the scrapper. I think he bit off a little more than he could chew on his last fight, but he also took it on a day's notice and moved up in weight. Just like we said, you know what I'm saying? You don't do shit like that. But he did it. He's got balls. Cool, man. But you fucking your careers up by doing that. Now you're just going to be gatekeepers for everybody. You know what I mean? So, you know, that Alberto fight the Blias fight with him, that was kind of weak. You know, then you had the third guy after that, which who the fuck even nobody's ever even seen
Joel
that guy.
Guerrero.
Right, and he couldn't fight. He couldn't fucking fight to save his life, man. You know what I mean? So, it was.
I get what you say. He ain't really fought nobody that's.
I mean, he hasn't. The best guy that he kind of fought was Danny Alvarez, but at the end
of the day, that was the fight when I first seen him fight, and that was over kind of quick.
Well, and Danny hasn't. I'm not gonna lie. Danny hasn't looked like himself lately. And to better defend Danny, I know he had a lot of he had some real serious shit happen two nights before the fight that I'm not willing to say, but it was serious. And on top of that, his leg was fucked up. Like, he hit him, he got up, wasn't even the hit that got him, it was the way he hit him, and then something was fucked up with his knee, and his knee kind of went out and he fell on his ass again. So I mean, once again, but look, man, you keep thinking you're somebody, bro, until you get in there with like the rock star and you gotta go to war, and you're like, yeah, nah, this isn't MMA or this isn't boxing, bro, because these motherfuckers, they it's different, bro. It's different when you and I've had to prove that, you know what I'm saying? I had to prove I could get up off the ground. I had to prove that I could go to a fucking 6-round war. Like, how many of these motherfuckers been 6 rounds? And that's what I look at. I look at how many bare knuckle rounds have I actually served right now. And I've gotten over 20 rounds. A lot of these guys haven't done been there. You know what I'm saying? So I don't give a, like I said, I don't care how many boxing matches you had. I don't care how many MMA matches. I don't care what the fuck you were doing. You could be a world champion like John Dodson. I feel like me and John Dodson went out at even at 130. And if he even met me at 135, I would fucking, I'd be a problem for him, man. Because he ain't just going to blitz me and run me over like that. And even if he did, I'm getting back up, and then I'm going to try to figure you the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Because I am the type of fighter who's smart. Before you totally put me out or fucking crush me, I'm going to take the knee, I'm going to reset, and I'm going to fucking get back up, and I'm going to try to come back at you technically. All right, well, that didn't work, so what are we going to do now? Okay, that I mean, and if Jesus Christ, you just are that fucking good, then you are just that fucking good, bro. But I don't see it, man.
We're expecting you. I'm guessing after this fight, I mean, we should expect you to be fighting a champion after that, right? I mean,
100%, even though, man.
I'm not Knuckle Town, and they got Reggie above you in the rankings too, which is
Reggie's
confusing.
Fucking smoking dope somewhere, man. Like, I've already called Reggie out. I wanted Reggie before he got Keith, man. You know, and look, I got a lot of respect for Reggie. I fuck with Reggie. Reggie's always been a pioneer and a dog of this sport, but Reggie's all done, bro, right now. But Reggie's out of the fucking question. Reggie's had multiple opportunities to hit the line, hit him back. I'm the number one motherfucking guy right now. I don't, he's not even in the rankings right now, because I'm sure they had that conversation like, hey, we want
no,
you to
yeah, there's
high.
Nobody on that two right now. It's 1, 3, 4, and 5.
Right, yeah, it's weird. So maybe they're saving that spot for him when he fucking calls him in and, you know, wants to come back. But Reggie's not going to be quick. He was not quick to fight me in the motherfucking first place. He thought Keith was probably easier pickings than I was and was like, yep, we're going to fight the Cowboy. And Keith fucked his ass up. You know what I mean? Like, yeehaw. I'm like, yeah, Reggie. But everybody, it's like, bro, you can see when somebody's on their way out. And his last two performances were like, oh, man, this doesn't look good. And then he fucking, you know, he lost that belt and rode off into the sunset, man. So, yeah, I think he's cooked, man. The only thing left for me, bro, is the title fight. And it's the only thing left that I'm going to take and accept. Because, I mean, unless you're going to pay me fucking over 10 G's to fight backwards again. You know what I mean? But why am I going to give another guy a crack at the number one spot when I haven't even had a crack at the belt? Like, what the fuck? It doesn't make sense. And I've done it for them enough, man. I've brought people into this organization. I promote for them. I fucking rock out with them heavy, man. Like, start paying attention to us fucking homegrown guys a little. And I get the business. Like, yeah, we need the Mike Perrys and we need the fucking, you know, to talk the shit to the other guys, man. Or at least fucking get on the phone with Dana and let's start crossing this motherfucking sport and seeing who are the baddest motherfuckers and start paying us our fucking, like, being ranked right now, bro. I should be in a situation to where I really don't even have to fucking work. I got fucking endorsements from sponsors and other people and shit like that to where I'm just training fucking full time and, you know, taking over for this fucking company like we're going to do anyway. You know what I mean? I've sacrificed enough to have not what I want. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's where the hard work and the mindset and the dedication come in, man. And you know, I'm not going to stop until I'm exactly where I want to fucking be. And I got a couple more years left of this shit. And as I sit right now, I'm sitting fucking pretty. So, you know, I think it's only a matter of time before the Conor McGregors take notice and the other people take notice. And, you know what I mean? They really start fucking, you know, giving us and doing what we want and what we fucking deserve, man. So, you know, we're right there, man, and that's why I'm patient. You know what I mean? I've already took my fucking kicks in the dick and my low ball fucking ass pay and, you know, shit like that, man. But, you know, they've also been taking care of me too, bro. So,
y'all just had a 6-year-old birthday, so y'all moving pretty fast for 6 years.
Oh, absolutely, man. You know, we're already on what, BKFC? This will be 62. You know, and they're on UFC 300. So yeah, man. I mean,
and you're selling out everywhere.
Right, and we're not, and I mean, this is so much more fucking interesting and better to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, I think so. Unless you're watching a card that's absolutely stacked in the UFC with fucking, you know, Stylebender, fucking Sean Shitland, fucking, you know, maybe fucking Sugar Shane, you know, the top fucking Connor, like, until you're watching. But there's plenty of UFC events and I'm like, I ain't even watching that shit. Like, I watched Dustin Poirier's fight and Sean Strickland, half of his fight on Saturday. You know what I mean? Just to
I'm glad you brought that up. I got one more question before we go. What is the the opinion about the Mexico BKFC event they had. I tried to watch it, man.
And I thought that it would have been a little bit better because they're Mexicans. I don't know where they got the guys, but they should. I mean, from what you got now, if it was going to be a Mexico card like that, they should have sprinkled some homegrown guys in with it because there's plenty of those guys around to do it. So when you look at that card and you don't see not one homegrown guy on there and you're like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, we don't see nobody that we know. Like, at least when I watch a BKFC card, I'm like, oh, I know three of those fights on there. Even if their prospect series are could be a shittier show per se. You know what I mean? I'm still interested because then you're going to see who the talent is. So, yeah, I mean, you got to watch it to get it. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe
it was a tough watch for me.
Yeah, well, and I heard that from a lot of people, man. Yeah. And I was busy that night. And like I said, if there's nothing that grabs the eye for me, like, oh, shit, like even this last card, I was super stoked to see Roberto fight on a short notice. I was super stoked to see my boy Chauncey fight on a short notice. And they took one that Chauncey fight away. And I was like, damn, man. I was like, damn, I was looking forward to that one. So now I only got Alberto. And I mean, not Alberto, fucking Roberto to fight. And, you know, obviously he took off a little, he bit off a little more than he could chew. You know what I mean? But that's why they got to kind of stop letting shit like that happen too, man. You know, then you get these UFC guys that you flash a huge number in front of them and they want to go out and act like their fucking neck and their back is hurt. You know what I mean? Like, bro, fuck you, bro. Like, he was pissed off at me because I didn't fight my ass off with fucking hurt hands and, you know, whatever, man, but nothing was said about this fucking dickhead laying on the ground. Like, I don't know, my neck and my back. Ah, never mind, I'm just scared. You know what I mean? Like, and I get it because it is a business and you don't want to fucking, you know, whatever, bro. But come on, man. Like, we're here, bro. They need to hurry up and get this fucking video game cooking, too.
I know, so, right?
So I got some stand-up to play. I think there's good shit on the horizon, though, man.
Before,
you know?
Before we go, anybody you want to shout out, man?
Man, obviously, I got to shout out the gang, All In, Vic, Sam. I love the shit out you guys. You guys have been a blessing to me. Obviously, my gym, my coaches, James, Bo. I got Street Nat, Matt. He be putting in work with me. I got my guys over there at Peak Performance. Ben, he's been a godsend to me, man. You know, my team, my training partners, Dave, Julian. You know, you guys that fucking take the time to work with me, to teach me, to show me, to guide me, you know. And then Yahweh. God.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate you coming on, man. I'm going to stay following your career, man. From here on out, anything you posting, I'm supporting. You know, as soon as I get off here, I'm going to definitely make sure I clip up a bunch of stuff, man. Get the Reba clips out there. I can't wait to see, like, that championship fight. I mean, they got to give it to you, dude.
Nah, we're
they
got
to give it to you.
I'm on it, man. And you guys are gonna see nothing but fireworks, baby.
And I think you and Rockstar would be better anyways than you and Blas, because the names would just make it so much bigger.
It's them R's, baby. It's what it's gonna be, man. Because he shouldn't even have that chance yet. And then you're gonna see, you know, why they drugged me out as long as they did, and I'm cool with that. You know why? Because now I got that experience. Imagine if I didn't have that fucking Perez fight and I didn't have this fucking Foy fight. You know what I mean? That's just more, you know, that's 4 plus fucking 5 more rounds. That's fucking 9 rounds more of bare knuckle, bro, that I got to experience and that I got to understand. And I got to be like, okay, now this is what I got to do differently next time, you know? So I'm good with it, baby.
That's what's up. Appreciate you coming on, man. The Paul Picker Podcast, man. Hey, anytime, man. You a friend of the show, man. All right. Peace. Well, that was Ryan Royal Reaver, one of my top two favorite bare knuckle fighters in the world, number one ranked bantam fighter. And, you know, we got Alberto Blas and Keith Rockstar Richardson to be fighting at BKFC 62 back in, I think it's Florida, or I don't think it's Orlando, though. I think it's, I got to check exactly where it's going to be at. Let me see real quick. Hollywood, Florida, my bad. Yeah, back at the Seminole Hard Rock Cafe, I'm pretty sure, where they selling out. And you got three title fights that night. You got Duran and Stewart. That's going to be very interesting. I got Duran on that. You know, I was kind of convinced that Blas could win over Richardson, but after talking to Reber, I get that. Yeah, he doesn't have enough experience fights for me to really have the confidence. And Warren and Escobosa, man, that's going to be a tough one too, man. And I'm going to roll with Escobosa on that. I could be wrong, but we'll see. Once again, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Paul Pickett Podcast. And we out.